Okay, so why did you stop runway?
Well, it's because they wanted to run me mad. Fashion Week, we want to make you lose your sanity. And apart from that, there's this height barrier that they have in Nigeria.
Right.
That, like, if you're not 5'9 as a girl, if you're not 5'9 and above, or as a guy, if you're not like 6 feet above, they can't let you walk their runway.
Modeling is something that I pride myself in knowing how to do only when the money is right. And that's because of the stories I've heard about models and modeling in Nigeria. I mean, abroad, yes. Like, you know, those models are like, you know, they're a big deal. You know, I could mention names of models that I know, not personally, but I know abroad, that are doing fantastic. But then when you come to Nigeria or Africa and then you're talking to like the average model, it's just a lot of complaints, a lot of things about how, like, it's not just... Listen, I could go on and on. I know so many models that have now become actors, that have now become influencers, that have now become musicians, interestingly. They have now become like skincare experts. It's a lot of things. But yeah, I thought to myself that, you know what, the best way to debunk some of these things, or to even have this conversation about like modeling and models in Nigeria, whether you're a hand model, I don't think hand models exist in this part of the country, to be honest, but okay. Hand model, face model, runway model, whatever model it is that you actually are modeling. Let's have this conversation about what this madness is. And with me in the studio is a model, of course. And her name is Jumoke Lawrence. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Just relax. We're not doing bank interview. We're just gisting, basically, about your industry, in your industry, the industry that you play in. Forgive me, you're a model, yes?
Yes, I am.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, sure.
And what, is it what branch? What branch of modeling do you do? What category of modeling do you do?
I used to do runway.
Oh, really? Okay.
Then I stopped. But now I'm a commercial and like beauty model and fashion model too.
So commercial beauty, fashion.
Yeah.
So by fashion, you mean you work on, you do
like
fashion catalogs?
Fashion brands, fashion catalogs. And yeah, just outside runway.
Right. And commercial is like TV commercial,
exactly.
Billboard ads,
exactly.
Things like that. And what's the last one you mentioned?
Beauty. Like makeup artists,
right.
Nails.
Okay. Things like that.
All of that stuff.
Okay. Interesting. I like the categories that we have in Nigeria. Okay, so why did you stop runway?
Well, it's because they wanted to run me mad.
Wow. What happened?
Plainly, like, runway in Nigeria, the pressure is just a lot.
It's like fashion shows, are we?
Yes. The pressure is a lot. Fashion Week, we want to make you lose your sanity. And apart from that, there's this height barrier that they have in Nigeria.
Right.
That, like, if you're not 5'9 as a girl, if you're not 5'9 and above, or as a guy, if you're not like 6 feet above, they can't let you walk their own with me. Well, it's not really the same abroad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I tried putting up with it for as long as I could, but then I saw that there was no really future for me in that, so
you just left.
I beg.
Right. And was the pay for runway, is it good?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you consider good, child.
Good is relative at this point. I understand. But like, give me an average figure for a runway model for like for Fashion Week, for example.
Fashion Week. Okay. Let me start from like the smaller ones before we go up, yeah?
Okay.
There are runway models that they collect 20K. They pay them
20K. 20,000?
Yeah, 20,000 naira. They are lower than that. I've collected 10,000 naira for runway
modeling. Per designer or for the entire week or for the entire day?
Sometimes, like, the show is 3 days. For like 3 days.
You pay 20,000
naira? Yes. And like, you see models. I jumped at it. I used to jump at stuff like that. And then like, I grew and I realized, oh, they can actually pay me 30K for this.
Yeah, more than that.
Wait. And like, it kept growing. So right about now, Fashion Week that they'll pay you 50K,
mm-hmm.
but like the top standard, like the hot cake of the fashion industry right now, runway, is like 450K. As of last year, they paid them 450K. Good for them.
So what makes you hot cake? What makes you top on the list? Do you need to come from an agency?
Well, yeah, they'll tell you, no, you don't have to come from an agency. You can be a freelancer and still like get to the top, blah, 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 blah. But we all know that it's a lie, yeah? The major criteria that I've seen so far from experience is you have to have like insiders.
Right.
You have to have like connections.
That's a Nigerian thing, to be honest.
Exactly, you understand? To get you to those major runway shows where you can actually be seen like you want to.
And make decent money.
Exactly.
I don't think any money is enough. It's just decent.
Decent, too.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning for you, Jumoke. Was it always modeling? Or did this just happen by chance?
No. It wasn't always modeling. As a matter of fact, it was acting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I studied film in school.
Oh, what school?
Kogi State University.
Wow.
So, along the line, when I was in school, I mean, like, my stature, my face, I still having brands reach out to me, like, oh, we want you to wear our clothes, want you to do this, want you to do that. I'm like, okay. It's like God is calling me in this angle of life. Mm. So, I just ventured into it. And at some point, it now became more of modeling than acting.
Mm.
But then, I've been trying to, like, strike a balance between the two.
Ever since.
Yeah, it's more of modeling right now.
Right now. So how long have you been modeling for?
I'd say 5 years now.
5 years?
Yeah. Right. If we come from, like, 2018. I think I started in 2018. And I was in 200 level in school.
Right. Oh, you were in school and modeling?
Yes, exactly.
Until you finished. So what is that thing that after school? Because I feel like when you're in school, there's some things that you might not experience. Or even if you experience it, you might not really hit home because, you know, there's still mom, there's still dad who would send you money. At that time, I said, that money you're making from those runways as a student is good money to you because there's still daddy and mommy. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what are those realities that set in after you graduated whilst you were modeling? Now, at this point, you've graduated. Daddy ain't sending you cash anymore. Mommy ain't sending you none anymore, right? I don't know if you have man, I send you one. But now you are literally, you know, independent. Whatever you make is what you are going to eat from. So what are those things that you realize that, hold on, what is going on here? What am I doing? What is this?
I think the first reality is doing free jobs in the name of exposure.
Oh my God.
In school, it was all fun and games.
That happens in modeling too?
Yes, a lot. In school, it was like fun and games. Like, I'm the hot cake of the school now. Mm. Like, I'm getting, like, a lot jobs. Of brands want to work with me, whether free or paid. Nobody I was knows. Really interested. Like, I had my face in Kogi State. I was like the Aluka champion that year. But after school, reality set in, and I'm like, wait, though, this is how I'm going to continue my life. I mean, like you said, when I was in school, I didn't really mind because money was coming in from several places, from home, yeah. And after school, obviously, money is going to stop coming. And I'm like, Shay, I still gonna collect collaboration like this. I had to give myself some level of sense.
Yes.
And like, it was hard at first though, because it's like, these brands in Nigeria, they make it look like they are doing you a favor. Like, I'm helping your life, so how dare you ask for money? That kind of pee. So I just had to be strict on that. It took a toll on me. Mentally, but I stood my ground. No grief for anybody.
When you say it took its toll on you mentally, what happened?
A lot of photographers, a lot of fashion designers, they already know you that Jumoke is always open to work. Jumoke is somebody that we can call anytime. She will not give us wahala. But the moment I'm like, I have to put a value on myself, more than collaboration.
Yeah.
It became a thing of, oh, now you have younger. Meanwhile, we brought you to this level.
Whoa.
We did this for you.
Wow.
So, obviously, I was not getting as much jobs as I used to get when I was in school and still taking all of those nonsense jobs. And I was seeing my mates. It was not like I was going backwards.
Mm.
You get a lot of people in my DMs, you have not done it shit in a while. What's going on? You people, I'm fighting for my life. I can't continue like this. So, like, it was taking a huge toll on me.
So what made you stay? Because, I mean, now that you've, your eyes have been opened, the veil has been lifted, you can see that, okay, these people that wanted me around were reaching out because they thought I was accessible and free. Now I'm putting a value on what I think is a value, by the way, on myself. And they are now, you know, nobody's calling me for jobs anymore. What made you stay in the industry? What made you say, you know what, I'm still going to fight for this thing regardless?
First of all, I know my worth.
Yeah.
And I know that I am worth more than the nonsense people are like giving me. I want more than this. And it was just easy to give up. I'm not even going to lie. I think I gave up modeling for like a year or so. Mm. But then I look myself in the mirror like, girl, you're hot. Like, you have this in you. You can't let these people. It's just the right people will always come.
Right.
The right people will always come. And there's just something about the law of attraction. The moment you're like, this is what I want, it will come to you. Although it might take some time, but like, keep manifesting, working. It's not like I totally stopped working. I started taking shoots by myself. Like, I would set up my camera. There are a couple of posts on my Instagram. Still there now that I took myself. I'll do my makeup myself. I'll set my phone. I'm good with like camera angles and stuff. I'll do shoots inside my room and I'll post. And it's looked like, oh, I did collab with a photographer. Yeah. And from there, like, I'll promote. I'll still try and still pitching to like photographers. Oh, I want us to do this. I will pitch to you, but you're going to pay me. Oh. Like, I can. I feel like if I'm on your page, I feel like if I'm on your team, you're going to get this. You're going to, like, I mean, look at me now. Mm-hmm. I have value. And it kept going on like that until I found my audience. Until I found my, I don't know, people that were ready to actually pay for. It's not like they are paying millions. So it's just it was a shift from the
regular.
Exactly.
For you.
Yeah.
What is the biggest job you've done so far?
The biggest job was. This is supposed to be a secret because I not put the money in the house, but I did not tell them at home. But like, it was a six-figure paying job. Mm-hmm. It was funny enough. It was not an anticipated job. I didn't know where that job came from till today. I still don't know how, who connected me to who. I just know that they called me. They're like, are you available for this? But it was a commercial shoot. And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. And I went, and after everything, I collect six figure. I'm like, so myself can collect six figure in this Nigeria on top of modeling. And it was quite inspiring.
For you.
For me, yeah. For me.
Okay. Well, who are those models that, you know, first of all, do you have any role models in your industry? People who you maybe look up to or not? And it's okay not to have.
I wouldn't call them role models per se. Okay. It's just there are always people that are ahead of you that, like, they're doing what you're doing and they are where you want to be. Yeah. And you have to, like, evaluate what are these people doing that I could add to what I'm doing to help me get to where I want to get to. Mm-hmm. So in that light, I really like Adut Akech.
Okay.
She's a black model. She's not Nigerian. Right. Then I like Zendaya. I mean, Zendaya, like, she's like a model actor, but I like Zendaya. And like, coming to our own house, I of course like Naomi Campbell. And I think those are my top three right now.
And so looking at these people, what would you think that you've taken from their lives or from their work or work ethic to add to yours to maybe upgrade or whatever? What is it that Naomi does or Zendaya does that, you know, you sort of try to do as well?
One thing about Naomi that I really admire is consistency and the value of always staying relevant. Naomi has been a model since I was a kid, and she's still a model. She will still keep being a model. She will not say, oh, because I'm aging, I have to like
stop working.
There's nothing like age barrier for Naomi. She keeps waxing on strong, and it's really inspiring because that is goal, man. That's
and it's even how she evolved.
Do you understand?
She became a whole talk show host,
the
America Next Top Model, you know, franchise. She just, yeah, now she's okay. That's Tyra Banks. I'm sorry, I'm talking about Tyra.
Oh, yeah,
now
Tyra
is America's Next Top Model, but yeah, Naomi's amazing. I mean, I don't know where. So I think she walked recently. I don't know where that was, what fashion show that was, and I'm like, this chick doesn't look.
I think it was Paris Fashion Week last year.
Amazing.
Like, yeah. that's the goal, man. I look at her, I'm like, goes, mama, goes.
She really is. So what's the weirdest thing that you have experienced in the industry? So let me, I have friends and models, right?
Okay.
And don't worry, we gossip a lot. And when we talk, when they tell me some things, I'm like, you guys take a lot of shit. I'm sorry, but like, this is a shitload of bullshit.
Well,
sorry, editor, I'm going to beep a lot of things. But like, it's rubbish. Right? Why would you take this because of, you know, but again, you hear them say things like, oh, it's the job, it happens, it comes to the terrain. So for you, what is the craziest thing you've experienced, all in the name of I'm modeling?
My God. Mm. I think the weirdest thing, it's the normal. They want like sex for jobs, which I would not say I've experienced, but I mean, I've had encounters that didn't get to make it to be experiences. The weirdest is, I'm so tempted to call this guy's name, but
please call it with your full chest. I like when people call people out. It simply means that I don't give a fuck about you.
Don't worry, let me not call it. Before they will cancel me, you know, they cannot cancel me.
But that's the thing. Like, thank you. I don't think that anybody has the power to cancel. And this is me honestly speaking. Because I have this conversation with my friends. I'm in the entertainment industry as well. And you hear things like, oh my God, Charles. So there's a show I do. It's called Shade Corner. And the show is about shade, right? Mm-hmm. We'll educate you. We'll talk about things that are trending. But the onus of the show is that you must be able to be witty enough to shade. Uh-huh. Shade in a way that I might shade you. You might not even realize I've shaded you until like 20 minutes after. That's how we shade on the show, right?
Oh.
And I'm doing the show. And we've done a season, right? We're about to film a second season. And when the first season dropped, there's no amount of message I didn't get or call I didn't get. I'm saying my famous friends. I'm saying people were, Charles, did we cancel you? You can't say that. I'm like, I don't believe anybody has the power to cancel. See, I know that there are cliques. I know there are people who are in, you know, whatever. Right, I also believe in giving honor to whom honor is due. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, I will respect you, I'll honor you. But if you do something that didn't require respect, I'm not going to revere you at that moment. I don't disrespect you. I disrespect what it is that you did.
Yeah,
that's how that's how I like to think, because I think I'm really smart, right? Or maybe I'm talking about an issue and you fit into the issue. I'm not disrespecting or shading you. I'm shading you in that issue. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Mm-hmm. Now they will cancel you. Cancel me that I did.
But you know, there's this culture thing.
Oh, there's a cancel culture. And I understand cancel culture. Exactly. And people have suffered from cancel culture. But you know what I always say? I always say, why did they get canceled? Every time, think about it, every time that people, we don't even practice cancel culture in Nigeria, to be honest. Mm-hmm. If you want to know where they practice cancel culture, is abroad. Mm-hmm. Just sneeze. And someone doesn't like the way you sneeze. What really happens here is more of with our morals or religion, or it's always a very serious issue before you get canceled. Things like rape, things like faking your death, things like those really serious, heavy issues. Then they say, okay, no, we're done with this person. Classic example. What's her name? I was listening to her song today. Not Kelly Rowland, the other chick. Pretty Girl Rock, remind me. Why am I forgetting? It's not like Kaxon. Sorry, can I even go through my phone? I need to drive it home. Because that's in my opinion, that is what cancelled. Kerry Hilson.
Kerry Hilson.
If you want to know somebody that was cancelled, it's Kerry Hilson. What happened? Kerry Hilson came on an interview and innocently said she did not think, the way I will go on my show, Shade Corner, say, I don't really think that what Ebuka wore at, the opening gala for Big Brother was all that. It's nice, but it's okay. That's my opinion. That's what Kerry Hilson did. I mean, Beyonce is fantastic. I love her, I respect her, but like, you know, the way people go about, she's a queen artist, but that was all she did.
Oh.
And she was canceled till tomorrow. Kerry Hilson is cancelled.
I can't imagine.
That is cancelling. Do you understand? We don't cancel this part. So I don't. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. I don't think that anybody can cancel you. So, Jimoke, if you want to call anybody's name, call their name. Nobody can cancel you.
Okay, see now. Let me cut you somewhere. Uh-huh. You know, this is like an industry thing.
Yes.
It's not like general. I'm like, yes. For example, like the example you made, Ebuka. If I make a comment on Ebuka's outfit, people that want to side me will side me. People that want to like. Yeah. But this is an industry thingy, and it's an enclosed, I don't know, like this industry piece, very, very small. Like, it's like everybody know everybody. Yes. We know ourselves. Yes. So like, imagine me saying something like, oh, this photographer, so-and-so person, blah, 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 blah. I mean, innocently, I'm just saying what he did to me, and I want to like warn people and tell people about what this person did. But deep down, just like he said, it's like there's gang. They are like, so you can't.
But don't you think that it helps you? So the right set of people come to you, not the wrong people.
Exactly. All
the people,
of them are
the people who are the rapists. I'm sorry, the rapists or the, you know, it's okay to say that too. The rapists or the people who are perverts will not. They will know not to go Jumoke's way, because Jumoke will say it the minute you try it.
Exactly.
A friend of mine told me something. So I was trying to. A brand had reached out to me for a job. So I MC, right? And I had told my friend, she was trying to get me on that job. I told my friend, this is what I charge and everything. I was like, oh, fantastic. Okay, I'll tell them, right? And then she told them, of course, brands will always be brands. Nigeria is always Nigeria. Somebody from inside Shah found it, my number, found a way to reach me and tell me, oh, that this is what they have. Or this. I said, I don't take that. I'm sorry. I didn't tell them my friend had. I just said, no, that's not my, I'm sorry, I don't charge that. That's not my money. This is my money, what I told my friend, right? And then, guess what? I didn't have that conversation with my friend because I understand this industry. So I didn't bother calling her and say, somebody called me from there. Mm. She then called me back and said, oh, Shalee, how far? I said, oh, that those people have, you know, agreed and everything, but on what they talk, I said, wait a minute, talk. So they come to talk, say, oh, your money can call, say, yeah, pricey. That is not the first time that somebody else said they have tried it from someone. I said, my darling, it's better to know that when you want to use Charles, you have to have your money correct. If you don't have money, don't worry. And I will not die.
I'll be
because,
alive.
Do you understand? Because if I can get three of those jobs in one or four of those jobs in 1 year, I'm good.
Exactly.
Than picking 20, 20, 30, 50. What would that do for me?
Exactly.
And I'm suffering. Do you get what I mean? So it makes no sense. So if you doing that, I feel like I'm preaching. If you doing that, we'll make them know that. Please, though, you have to be professional. When she come on set, give her a mouth in one corner. Blow AC. When it's time to shoot and tell her goodbye. It's better.
Yeah, actually. Honestly. When it comes to that, I make it clear. Like, they already know me in the industry, safe. I make it very clear. It's between all of you. But I just feel like this is on air. We should not cast ourselves. Let's not open ourselves.
I get that. But let's talk about what happened. It's fine. Let's not call anybody's name.
Okay. About what happened. Mm-hmm. So, when I was still in school, I had reached out to this, but I told you, like, I was doing a lot of free jobs, and I would pitch to, like, photographers that I know that, I want to work with these people for free. So I had reached out to him. I'm like, oh, hi. Like, it was even on IG. Like, hi, blah, 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 blah. I made my pitch. I'm like, I would like to shoot with you. And he's like, oh, okay, no problem. He will let me know. I was staying in Abuja before. I was like, oh, his studio is in Abuja. I'm like, okay, whenever I'm on break, I'll come. His studio, and we fixed that appointment. On getting home, that's Abuja, the studio happens to be his house, and his house happens to be all these apartments, all these people that, like, they live in apartments. Like, I don't understand. It was giving hotel, it was giving shortlets. I'm like, and I'm not gonna lie, I was quite naive then, and I'm like, I might be desperate though, but I could not really confront him, like, why are we here? This is not giving studio. But then we sure did the shoot, and it's like, okay, so what I usually do, as I'm sending you a pitch, I'm sending you the mood board, like, this is what I want us to do, this is what I have in mind, so that you know that I'm serious. So we had, like, finalized on all of that, and suddenly he's now showing me some nude kini. Like, okay, you're gonna, let's paint your nipples, let's shake bale shawo. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm here for. And he's like, oh, okay, if you're not ready now, you can go. I'm like, okay, no problem. It was very, very devastating because he was staying at Guzape and I was staying at Kubwa. Wow. I don't know how familiar I'm, like, the distance. So I went home and I could not even tell them at home what happened. I cried, and I got over it. Fast forward to, like, a year, 3 months later, there was a campaign that he was in charge of, and I was one of the models. I didn't know. I just got on set and I saw him. And he was giving me this knowing look. And me, I was like, I didn't come here through you. I don't know you. I did not send you. Yeah. You know that this guy still, like, he went, because there were a couple of photographers. And I was not, according to what I had seen, I was not under him. I was not under the models he was supposed to shoot with. He now went and did corner, mago, and somehow I fell under him. and he made sure I was the last person. I was there. I was the first person to get to that set, and I was there till like 10 at night. It was just me and him left there, and I'm like, okay, let's do shoot. Me, I'm business, standing on business. And this guy was like, I should check the mood board that they sent. They've changed it. I don't know. They shall know how to do their inside work. They've changed it, blah, 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 blah. I should go and check. I checked and I'm seeing, they've actually updated it to bikini this thing. This is not how I want to start this career. And they had paid advance. It was not like, if I'm not ready to shoot this thing, that there's another campaign in front for this. After this, that if I'm not ready to shoot it, he's going to make sure they cut me off the whole campaign generally. I'm like, okay, no problem. Cut it. I called the director, the one that got me the job. So the man was not yelling at me that, what is it that I cannot do there? Does he want to suck my breast? Sorry. Does he want to, is he making such advances at me? I'm like, no, I know. I just don't want to be in that kind of position. This man that I expected him to caution this guy, he was insulting me on phone like, okay, if you don't want to do it, then get out. What do you have? What is it that you're hiding that we have not seen before? I left. Again, the mistake I made was not to tell my people at home that this is what happened though. They still bullying me because it was supposed to be a 3 days campaign and I could not go. I could not show up anymore. They were calling me. They were disturbing me. They somehow found my street and they came to come and harass me. That's when the whole this thing leaked at home that I now had to like, oh, this is what is happening. It became a whole court thing and somehow, I don't know how they maneuvered it, but everybody should have dismissed. But I was still on the campaign. This guy kept this thing in mind till I came to Lagos. I don't know, the campaign should have ended. Till I came to Lagos again, somehow it was still another project I had to do. And I saw this guy, I'm like, why? Why are you the weapon formed against me? And he told me, like, at least I'm no longer as young as I was when I was in school. Like, you have finished school now. You don't ripe. I'm like, you don't ripe.
I still want to know who this person is. But I'll ask you behind.
Funny thing is, the guy has fallen. And that's, like, the sweetest thing for me. So, mentioning his name is not even going to do anything. Right. The guy has fallen. A lot of people know him in this Lagos. And he's like, you don't ripe now. Shebi, you don't finish school. Yeah, we sleep with you. Like, if you want this, because the campaign is still like a tentative this thing.
Why are men dogs? Why are some men dogs? Like, when I hear these things, I just cringe.
These things happen.
Women, you all go through a lot of shit.
We do.
And even like beyond, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, even beyond just work and things like this, there are things I hear. Lord. There's a video that I think it was Maraji that responded to that video. There were three men, it was a show, it was a podcast. Three men were talking about I'm trying to remember what they were talking about. But even me, when I saw the video, I literally cringed. I'm like, what came to my mind was, this is somebody's husband. This is somebody's father or somebody's boyfriend somewhere. Somebody too, we say, this is my man.
Yes, sir.
And next thing, Maraji dropped a bit. I'm like, thank you so much. At least it came from a woman's mouth. Because you guys go through rubbish.
We go through it too.
And it's how you stand and stomach it. I will slap somebody, I'm sorry. Are you crazy? You look me in the eye and tell me, I will sleep with you with an air of confidence.
Yes.
Like, what?
I will sleep with you.
Because I want to be a model in Nigeria?
Yeah. And that was how that one went. I'm like, me? You will not sleep with me. Because I was not even naive at all. Like, myself, my eye have tears. Yeah. You cannot come and tell me, you will pay me for leaving my house at all. You will pay me for wasting time already here. You will pay me. And I will go back home. You will pay me. And nothing will happen. And it's like, oh, he can see that I have confidence now. He will make sure that he shows me. And I just come to Lagos. He will show me. Maybe I came to Lagos to blow. He will show me in this Lagos. I'm like, okay.
But so all this while, you were an independent model.
I've always been an independent.
You're still independent?
Yes.
So do you think that if maybe you were signed to an agency, or a modeling agency, one of those, you know, ones, maybe things like this, you wouldn't have to face them. It would just be the agency doing their job and telling you when you have a casting or something.
Thing is, I might not be in an agency. I chose not to be in an agency, but I have a lot of friends that are in agencies and they go through the same thing. The only difference is sometimes very few agencies would like follow up. They will try to fight for you. Like, this person did is very wrong. And they will try to like last, the thing will still die. The photographer will still keep being a photographer, and he will still keep doing what he's doing.
Just that's the mistake. I think that because they know that, what's that happened.
Do you understand? It's just they will try and vindicate you from such thing happening to you again, but it does happen to agency girls, even guys too.
Yeah, don't worry. I have friends who are models, so I know. I hear the worst. I'm so just like, I don't know that in this life I can go. Let me tell you a funny story. So I've done one modeling job in my life,
mm-hmm.
and that's for a big brand, a really big brand in Lagos. And this was I had just come to Lagos. I actually live in Abuja as well. I just come to Lagos, and I spent 2 years. I was working in television, so I didn't want to model. But a lady who works at the TV station where I was working was like, Charles, I think you should go for this casting. You will get it. I'm like, I don't want. She was like, let's go. So she literally took it upon herself during break time. She drove me to the casting in Ikeja. I cannot forget. Got there, I saw. At first I was like, what's happening? Why are there so many people? And this is me, soft boy from Abuja, no stress. But they come, what's all this nonsense? They say, I have to. I said, line up for. I told her, I said, please, let's go to the office. I'm not about this life. She said, no, she don't worry, we'll get you, find a way. She really wanted me to be on this job. I said, what do you want me on this job? How are you sure? See people, see if I find people, how do you say I will get this job? She said, let's just try. She found a way. I wasn't going to line up. I frustrated her that day. I can't even lie. I'm sorry, Louisa. You suffered. I frustrated her. I said, I was in the car. I said, I wasn't going to line up. Then she found a way, got me in front of the queue. I got there. When they said, I stand for headshots, I was clueless. I just stood. Because I didn't want to be there. I stood, took a picture, and I left. And we left. And next thing, I think 2 or 3 days after I get a call, I had forgotten about it. They said, oh, you came. I didn't know I knew the brand, but I didn't know the company that was, I didn't know those things. So they said, oh, that you came for a casting at they called one company. I said, I don't know what it is. He said, no, you're doing. I said, you know what, I'm the one. I said, I did not come for anything. they called me like 3 times, then called her because she had shorted me herself as my number two, as my agent.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, Charles, anybody call you? I said, yeah, but I don't know them. They said, she said, idiot, is that place? I said, oh, okay, what do they want? They said that they've casted you. So excited. I said, okay, so what happened? She said, let's go for a meeting. We went for a meeting. They were talking. I wasn't interested. So my friend was wondering all the talking, to be honest. Then they had casted me everything. Then she sent me the what's that thing called agreement and how much they were going to pay me. The money was very decent. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. First time Lagos, I went into, let me go and do it. Now she said, snap pictures. No, I'll go snap picture. I got on that set. And I'm giving you this story to explain how I cannot take rubbish that people take.
I feel you.
I got on that set, my darling. Nobody know me now. Never blew. I just be boy with us from Lagos. But I know. So I reached there. And honestly speaking, I thought that I'll come in, take my pictures, do my things, and I'll go. Because I had work. Do you understand? This was a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in. They gave me call. Say call time is, and I don't like to be late. So they said call time is 9. I said, okay, I will be there. And luckily enough, it was close to my office down at Lukbeju. So I went to the place. I said, I've come. They said, okay, wait. Hair and makeup will come. Hair and makeup, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. What's happening? All the cast members and models were there. 4 hours. 5. I just told my friend, I said, I'm on my way back to the office. She said, what? I said, this is quite crazy. That was my response. I said, this is mad. So I started walking towards the gates. I didn't say anything.
Leaving.
I was leaving. And they were like, oh, but at that time they had, I didn't know that. My friend had taken advance, right?
Oh.
She didn't tell me that I had paid advance. And she didn't rip me off or anything, but she didn't tell me that I paid. So I was on my way to leave. I said, oh, what's my say? I'm leaving. I said, why? And it wasn't like, oh my God, why? It was why?
Like, you have to
say. I'm like, you're late. You gave me, and that's how I respond. I said, you're late. You gave me 9 o'clock and I'm here. So what am I doing here? Every other model, to be honest, every other model looked at me like I was crazy.
Yes.
Nobody was angry. Like, I was like, am I lying? I was talking to them. We've been here since. Everybody was like this. I'm like, what's going on?
You did.
So they were like, okay, go and sit down. That's the one of the, sit down, we'll soon start. I said, me. People are joking. I walked out.
You left?
Yeah. Entered my car and I drove off. So I think they had contacted her, my agent. She now called me. I said, I'm driving, but she said, Charles, please. And they paid advance. I said, but they kept me there. I cannot wait that long. It's not possible. I'm tired. I have a show to do in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I got back to the office. She then drove me back and had to, I don't know the magic she did, to be honest, had to tell them to come and take the pictures. And as I got there, I told her, if I get there and you know, you fund their money. Because I'm not doing that nonsense. as we got there, the guy that has spoken to me rudely then came and said, Shabia here. I said, I will refund your money and I will go home. I'm not about this life. I don't know what rubbish this is that I'm doing here. I'm saying this how I was responding. And I think my response threw them off. And they said, you know, that was when they started sorting out, oh, let's shoot. In fact, three models. And then it made sense to me there. Three models then came to me and said, oh, thank you very much. If you didn't do that, we would have been here to wait.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, you guys take all that bullshit? Huh? Oh, don't even get me started on the one that said I should come and do the model that... I should come and do... And this happened last year.
Last year?
Where my eye don't see it scatter. I should come and walk for Fashion Week. It's okay. No problem. He said, oh, Charles, but I don't have... I said, if you don't have money, don't come. I'm not... See, bros, I respect you. I'm a big designer. Mm. Respect you. I would love to wear your outfit. I love fashion. But if you don't have money, bros, I beg. My friends, when they see me for a block, when they see me for my mama, no one year say. My mother is very social media savvy.
Problem.
Oh, my son, I saw you on runway. How far? I'm very logical. If you don't have money, my bros, please don't get me involved. And then it became a whole thing. Oh, he called Charles, and Charles said, I'm saying, my big friends in this industry called me and said, they will cancel me. I said, they have better cancel me. I'm going to a model.
Before it's too late.
Kuku did not say I want a model. So, do you get so? Like, I really doff my cap for you guys. You guys go through a lot of shit.
Is it that issue of like the whole come and do runway thing? He didn't want to pay or he didn't want to pay enough.
Yeah.
That's like one of the major problems models face. Because you see a model, a billboard model, and you're imagining, let's start from small. She has a car. At least she should have a car.
Should I bust your brain?
Bust it.
That job I told you I did.
Yeah.
Billboard, what you know, all those things, better supermarket, those things you see by the, it was there.
You will see every everywhere. Shop.
I was shocked at the. I was like.
You see it everywhere.
And I asked my friend, I'm sorry, how much is it will pay? Because my friends were sending me, I'm in Enugu, some flyover. My mom in Abuja.
Yes.
My mom was sending me videos of.
Yes.
I'm almost every junction.
Yes.
And her friends are excited. And your son is. And I'm like, well, how
there's
much?
There's really nothing to show for it.
Nothing, literally.
That's what I'm trying not to end up as. Because a lot of we models, we suffer that syndrome.
Yeah. Get the fame and then there is nothing to show for it.
There are a lot of famous models that they're my friends. That's I still have to like, you know.
Yeah, once in a while
I have to show love.
I housed two last year, you know. Literally,
it's
two of them. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's not like it's their fault
because they're hardworking.
Do you understand? Models are hardworking in this Lagos. Like,
very hardworking.
You guys. I give.
Is the patience? I feel like I told my friend. I said, did they teach people patience? It's like they are so hyper patient. Oh,
if it's that one, the patient dog will eat the fattest.
What's that patient? I'm like, did they teach you guys this thing? Like, is this a thing?
It just comes with the job because the moment you enter the industry and you see the way things are going, you say if you have to come correct, it's like. Like I said, the patient dog is gonna eat the fattest. So yeah, just have to be patient. Oh, there's this thing like if I just keep, maybe one day, but it just, it's crazy. But then there is you actually, like I said, standing up for yourself.
Yeah, I think you should.
Actually want to do. Gone are those days when I was in school, local champion days where all the B-boys in Lokoja, shoots that did not pay me for. I just want to make a photographer. Oh, Jumoke, there's this shoot too. Ah, your face go fit him. Oh, yeah, can't do him. Oh, yeah, now. For you know, I'm already seeing.
And possibly they've paid them for the job, but
they will pay them. They will pay them, but Jumoke is always there. No, this is not even about Jumoke. Like, there are tons of models everywhere. If it's not you, I'll call another person. That's how they'll make it look. So you just want to do it. I mean, myself make I popular. But then a lot of people, they'll be feeling like, this girl don't have money. I was in school and. I was still hustling like a Jackie, even though my face was like the hot cake of the kini. And I'm really grateful to God because I realized early that I didn't want to continue like that. So I can fully say that now. I might not be like, I don't have any major billboards right now, but I know that it will come. And when it comes, it will be worth it too.
Yeah, it has to be worth it because listen,
exactly.
That's
because there are people that they're actually getting paid enough. Like, they are getting paid their worth for those kind of stuff. But it's just, they always feel like there are always models that can take it now.
Yeah.
We can always see.
And you know what's crazy? What's even worse is, because I also have worked like behind the scenes in terms of like advertorials and things, and I've seen, you know, I've seen payment slips, payment papers, you know, where people who are not models, who are not trained to do those things, for example, actors, musicians, mm-hmm. are paid 20 times more
yes.
than the actual model. And I'm saying this musician would just flash her face or his face.
Yeah.
But the model who actually is in the ad, is in the thing, is in the whatever. And I'm wondering why, like, this is wickedness.
Yeah.
It doesn't add up. I'm talking about just treating people nicely. You know, and I think I really support what you said when you said, you know, as models, if you're a model and you're watching, I think you should stand up for yourself, to be
Please
honest.
Do. Stand up for yourself.
Because I was behind the scenes last December by a friend of mine who is a big designer in Lagos and was showing, private showing. And then I, because friends, right? So I was, what's that thing called? I was backstage. And they were getting the models ready. And there was this particular model, this girl, very gorgeous, very, for me, she was good behaved, well behaved. And she was telling the makeup artist, caught my attention. Makeup artist, that I'm sorry, I don't like, she doesn't wear, what do you call those black kajal things?
Eyeliners, yeah.
Yeah, because she tears up when she does. Okay. And that she has a natural irritation
Very
to eyeliner.
Valid.
So she was like, what else can we use to make my eye darker that is not an eyeliner? And she was literally speaking in hushed tones to this, because I was just beside them, to the designer. It didn't click until I heard the makeup artist shout.
They will shout.
And she said, "Hey, which one? Keep your."
They will shout.
And instantly, I said, "You don't speak." I got offended. And the girl was like, "So what's I'm sorry, but like, I'm just telling that I don't." I got angry on her behalf. I bought the matter myself.
I said, "You don't do that
to anybody." Was she shouting at you? I bought. In fact, if you had walked in there, you think she's my girlfriend, she's my sister, or I'm her agent, because I was mad. And then, of course, after the show, she was like, oh my God, thank you. I'm like, but you guys don't, why do you take that much bullshit?
Do you know that? Sorry.
That's ridiculous. A makeup artist?
Thank you.
How much did they give her?
That's how much power these, producers, directors have given. Because a model, in my own opinion, should be the
you
most
respected. You are the star of the show.
If I wear your clothes and I don't pop well in it, your clothes will not fucking
If you're not
sell.
There, there is
Sorry
no show.
The language. Without me, like, the show will not go
I
on.
I was so mad. I told her, I said, if this girl lives here, you don't have a show.
Do you understand? And do you know what they do? If you probably haven't spoken up for that girl, and let's say the makeup artist went and reported to someone, they could have walked her out of the show.
Oh, wow.
Yes. They could have. Okay, you know, please.
Really?
Please pack your. You can go. Please leave. And it happens a lot of times.
And is that how quickly they get replacements?
Yes. Like I said, there are millions of models ready to work. And the problem keeps going on because we don't know our worth.
Yeah, sad.
If you feel like, oh, I'm an option, you had casted this person for this particular thing, and then suddenly you don't need that anymore. Mm. But. It's me now that is the option. Maybe I probably even went for the same audition, but I wasn't picked. And then you immediately reach out to me. Oh, are you free? Blah, 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 blah. There we go. Don't go. Because they will even pay you less.
Yes.
Possibly they will not even pay you because they know that you had auditioned for it and you didn't get it. So you getting it now
improperly
is
you.
Going to like be a big deal for you. And you will come. And they will still talk to you anyhow.
Oh,
when
Lord.
Does it fucking stop? Sorry for the language.
I wish. No, but it's valid. I wish that everybody. Sometimes I wish that everybody could think. If everybody could think like me.
Right.
Because it's okay to say no to certain things. I feel like the one that's for you will come, and
yes.
it will stress you.
Unless this in life, it will not stress you.
Or more. Let's say models. I give you guys. You guys are. I don't
Thank
know.
You.
I don't know how you're doing.
It. We need that thing you're giving us.
I don't know how you're. I'm,
we go
I'm
through
not,
a lot.
I'm not even as little as people telling me. You know, I think that's another question I want to ask you. So, I mean, as a model, I'm sure you also get brands reaching out and saying, let's talk about that exposure thing for a minute. Let's stay there for a minute. Mm. Because when I hear that thing, my ear tingles. If you took notes when you were saying it in the beginning, I was like, oh my God. Whenever I hear that, I don't understand it. Because exposure is not going to pay your bills. Are you going to trek there? Are you like, excuse me. Even me that you saw on Instagram, well curated, do you think it's cheap?
It's not
that
cheap
you have
though.
The guts to. I feel like, first of all, before I used to blame people who would tell me those things in terms of, like, for example, you were saying somebody reached out to you and said, I'll pay you with exposure. Mm. I used to blame as you. I'll say there's something wrong with you. Because how did you keep yourself for somebody to come and say exposure? But until they do me.
Mm-hmm.
All the parking now is like,
that part.
I say, people have guts in this Lagos. People have audacity.
Audacity is on sales in Lagos, because like every time.
Why would you open? The first time somebody, so I want to believe that after you had moved to Lagos, you had experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time that you experienced somebody telling you, you know, I'm giving you exposure, how did you take it?
Let me even shock you. This person was my friend.
Sorry, what?
He was my friend. Like, we come from way back. Only that he had been in Lagos long before, like, before I came. So it's like him, he has seen the part of the industry where I'm yet to see. And I came, I'm like, the normal way now, after guy, let's run this thing. I just come Lagos, me myself, they build my portfolio, that kind of thing. And it's like, before that particular time, the very first this thing he called me for. So he was supposed to shoot for a hotel. They were doing like a commercial, blah, blah, blah. And he recommended me, thanks to him for that. But then he was going to hold my own money that they were paying me. He was like, he will not, like, him, he will hold on to the money because he got me this job and, I mean, he's going to put my face. It's not like, it's not a serious something, just Instagram ads, but he's giving me exposure. And I'm like, it didn't sound well in my ear, first of all. I'm like,
Even though he's going to hold on to your money.
Yeah, he told me. Yes. He didn't even say, maybe we'll share it.
Or something. That makes more sense.
Yeah. It's like, now small money did they pay? I think it was like 50K.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's 2 naira, I don't care.
Thank you. In a small money they pay, make I just hold them now, you know, as person. It wasn't like joke. Like, let me show you wait for this Lagos. That kind of thing, do you get? I'm like,
So you wait for Lagos. So you can't do it.
I can't do follow. I'm like, you serious? So he said, how far? You want to be, you know, want. And I'm like, I thought maybe it was all like jokes now. Mm. I'm like, I don't want to. I'm not holding that money. In fact, 50K is even small for the level of work that thing was going to involve. And this boy called another person. I was still waiting for him to reach out to me, like, okay, so this is, give me details. Until I saw that they've done the kini, because he had given me the name of the hotel. He had given me, like, a few details for me to be able to see it when, like, know that this is what this thing is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they've done this thing, I reach out to him, like, what's up? You know, call me for this thing. He said, you know, ready now. I tell you, say, if you calm down, I'll go make you superstar for Lagos. I go show you road for Lagos. And me, you know, they say before I ex people, I was like, okay, list please, of people too.
I like that you ex that kind of person.
ASAP. And
he's not a friend.
And now it's him that is my DM. You know you're in my DM. You know.
You will stay in that DM for
you
a long time.
You will stay in that DM. I see your request. Not like I don't see.
You'll be there in a long time.
And he's there looking for collaboration up and down. So yeah. Pay come and shoot. Let's do we'll give you exposure. I've seen it a lot of times, but like I said, it all boils down to what I want for myself. Is it forever I'll be doing exposure?
Honestly.
Is it forever I'll be doing exposure?
I feel like we could go on and on, but
we could though. The matter long, very long.
We could sleep here talking about this, but I think that listen, it's just a human thing, right? Be what's the word? Be nice, be kind.
Do you get?
Have your heart.
Be human.
Be human for peace sake. You know, like, I really forced myself not to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about this and then I'm going to end. I'm not going to mention the person, right? But I'll say if I end. One of your, you know, famous reality show stars that I know,
mm-hmm.
not personally, I had interviewed her and that's how we met, right? I didn't know her before the show until she went and then we spoke. And then, you know, she now does like her own podcast and things like that. And she had reached out to me. This is recently, this is like 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. like a month ago. I was on set somewhere. And then she says, oh, Charlie, that this is what she wants to do. She has done the first season and that it was good, but she thinks she wants to have a co-host now. And she was asking around, oh, so I need a male co-host. Who do you think? You know, and that my name had popped up three times. And she was like, this child's one person. Who is he? So it was when she looked me up that she realized that, that she had met me at an interview and I spoken before and stuff like that. I said, oh, interesting. Okay, so who spoke to you about me? And she said, you know, a certain, you know, TV station on the island, her personal assistant, I don't know what her personal assistant is. And, you know, I'm like, okay, fine. I love that my work speaks for me. So what's up? She says, oh, this is what she wants to do and everything. I said, okay, fine. Because I thought you give me the brief lesson is how much? How much are we talking about?
Yes,
I said, okay, so are we shooting? Are we block shooting? Are we doing weekly? Is it a live show? Like, let me know. Like, I've watched the show pretty much. Honestly speaking, I had seen the show and I liked it. And she was like, you know, and of course, I do not. So this is the thing about me. I do not fail to realize, I understand value in terms of like human value, right? So I know that, for example, if someone as big as, who's the biggest talk show host that I can think of right now? I'm probably not my type. Like if Trevor Noah, when he was still doing TV, if he had called, oh, Charles, I want to, okay, let's not even go there. If Ebuka had said, I want you, Charles, to be a co-host with me on Big Brother, okay, but you will still pay me, but I know the reason so much money. Because I understand the value. But I'm sorry, you see that money with your exchange hands. But it won't be as much as, you know what
exactly.
I mean? So, okay, yeah, I see the value. Okay, you know what? Because of this value, let's collect this amount. Do you understand? Because money must be used to do things, right? I go wear clothes, I don't go wear clothes. Right. And then, so I understood the value that she was coming with for my brand, if I was to work with her, mm-hmm. and how that will look optics. And also for the next job. So whoever's coming to get me again as a TV host or a podcast host, you go reason up, mm-hmm. right? In terms of money. I said, okay, that works. So how much do you have? And she said, no, she just wants to know, what's your figure? I said, okay, what's my figure? I said, yeah, this is my figure. So then she said something to me over the phone, and I ended the phone or call on her. What she said? She said, is it for the full season of one episode? I ended the call. She's been calling me till now.
Can you just imagine?
And then she spoke to somebody who I know. I said, oh, that this was a conversation. Okay, that one called me. I said, you end call for this person here. What's happening? I said, me she tell you waiting.
She happen. Talk.
So she's now narrated the call. This thing. She now, that one now called me. I said, I've been nervous. So she does the talk. I said, no, you must know how to.
Exactly.
I understand, but then you can be stupid. You can't.
Have sense.
If you had gone the route of, oh my God, that's a lot. But okay, you know what? Can we do this? Or mm-hmm. because I had asked you what your figure was.
Yes.
And you asked for my own figure. And I gave you the figure.
You now turn to,
you won't use me the Chris. And so people like, generally like, just creative, especially creatives, entertainment industry and the creative industry, this space is just, it's wild.
I feel like we are our own enemies.
Yeah, it's wild.
To a very large extent.
It's wild. You hear that somebody's paid this amount and then you are angry that they're paying that person that amount.
Yes.
And you want to mess it up for them because you have information on what they
usually. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the witchcrafts.
You have to be a witch.
You have to be
there's
a
no
witch.
Way. There's no way. You
my
have
normal
to tell me
fee
that.
Is maybe 50K.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that because you're my guy.
Yes.
You can't hear say because I tell you, or you hear say, oh, did they pay 200 G's for this package? You won't come go spoil out.
Shouldn't you be happy for me? Shouldn't you be happy for when you're. Hey, good. My God.
Okay, what's your handle on social media? I could go on and on.
Moke Lawrence.
Okay, Moke.Lawrence. Right. And if we want to book you, we just send you a DM.
Yes, please.
Great.
My DM is always open.
Okay, please. So please, if you're sending DMs, send DMs with respect, you know, and the right amount of.
Please, oh.
Because we ain't cheap. We can't look
we
like this.
Take look a look at me.
That's really important. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you
really
so much.
It was a very fun interview.
Yeah.
And I like that we could relate on so many things.
Actually.
And we hope that you know people who watch this will do better and just learn from our own experiences and just be better.
Dear models, speak for yourself.
Sorry. That's a good way to end the show.
Mm-hmm.
Dear models, speak for yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.